Markets are closed for the Christmas holiday, but we've still got some economic news for you. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Next year, seniors will see a 2% increase in their monthly Social Security checks. That's the largest jump in 3 years, but federal health officials say about 37 million recipients won't see the full amount. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that new money will go to cover rising Medicare premiums.
The monthly premium for Medicare Part B, that's the coverage for outpatient care like doctor's visits, went to $134 this year. But tens of millions of seniors just paid $109. The Kaiser Family Foundation's Tricia Newman says that's because of the holds harmless provision that protects seniors.
It basically just says your Social Security check cannot go down from 1 year to the next as a result of Medicare premium increases.
Newman says that provision is why 70% of seniors didn't pay the higher rate this year. But with the 2% cost of living boost, those people will now pay more. Leslie Freed with the National Council on Aging says losing any of that bump hits hard given the average check is $1,370.
Which is very low when you're thinking about paying for meals and health care. So a lot of people are going to be struggling.
Freed says some low-income seniors may be eligible for Medicare savings programs to help cover the new costs. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And a quick check of the numbers. U.S. and European markets are closed for the Christmas holiday. Asian markets close mixed, with Japan's Nikkei up 0.2% and the Shanghai Composite Index down 0.5%. Now, Christmas may bring to mind classic tunes like The First Noel or We Three Kings, but more modern festive tunes are topping the streaming charts. Spotify tallied the numbers. Michael Bublé's 2011 cover of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is number 3 on the list for America's most streamed holiday songs. The 80s come in second with Wham's Last Christmas, and no surprise here that Mariah Carey's 90s hit All I Want for Christmas Is You is streamed the most this time of year all over the world.
When it comes to news about the economy, Marketplace has got you covered. And when you donate $10 a month or more to support the work that we do, you can get a Marketplace umbrella to help protect you from stormy weather. The real thanks you'll get for your gift is when you listen every day, knowing that you're making it possible for Marketplace to make people smarter about the economy and why it matters. We believe it's important work, which we're already doing, and with your help, we'll be able to do more of it and reach more people as well. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
Wildfires this month in Los Angeles provided stunning and terrifying imagery as the fire spread into residential neighborhoods. The Thomas Fire in Southern California is now the largest in the state's history, and it's about 86% contained. But just a couple of months ago, Northern California dealt with its own disaster. The Tubbs Fire in October killed 22 people and destroyed more than 5,600 homes, many of them reduced to piles of ash. One of the affected communities was Santa Rosa, California, about 50 miles north of San Francisco. Ahead of the holidays, I spoke with Chris Corsi, the mayor of Santa Rosa, about how his town's recovery is going.
What we've discovered about this particular disaster, and I suspect it's true of all disasters, is that once we solve one problem and turn the page, we find several more. The first rain that we received after the fire exposed a lot of damaged underground stormwater infrastructure. We had plastic pipes underground that burned up the line. So when it started raining, we had problems with that runoff. We did have a couple of sinkholes. But more on the human scale, people didn't just lose their homes. A lot of people lost their jobs. We had two major hotels burned down. We had a Kmart burned to the ground. There were a lot of jobs lost.
What is your recovery looking like so far?
It's going along well. We have spent a lot of time cleaning up debris. We've lost more than 5% of our housing stock in Santa Rosa, more than 5,000 houses in Sonoma County. We're also looking toward the future, not just toward rebuilding the 5,000 houses that we lost, but adding housing because we had a housing crisis before the fire, and we'll be facing one after it as well.
Are there enough workers to do everything that needs to be done to help your area recover?
Well, that's to be determined. We had, pretty full employment before the fire started. Some industries had a hard time attracting employees, and the construction industry was one of those. There will be a lot of work. We expect a lot of workers to be coming here to do that work. That creates additional housing challenges for us, but we're working on those as well.
And as you think about rebuilding and think about the future, are you thinking about planning for future fires?
Of course. We live in a state where wildfires are a fact of life. What's different about this wildfire is that it happened inside a city. When the fire came down into town, jumped across a six-lane freeway, and burned into a suburban neighborhood, I think that it created a new paradigm for what we think of as the wildland-urban interface. We have to think about rebuilding smarter, about making homes more fireproof, about all kinds of ways to prepare for fires in the future.
Mayor, who's paying for all of this rebuilding?
Well, taxpayers are paying for it. Insurance companies are paying for it. Individual homeowners will be paying for it. Our property tax will take a big hit. We rely on sales tax quite a bit. So every person who isn't around shopping and dining out and those kind of things is a loss to our tax coffers. This is an expensive fire, and we're going to be paying for it for a long time.
Chris Corsi is mayor of Santa Rosa in Northern California. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
All this week, we'll be bringing you conversations with those affected by man-made and natural disasters this year. The fires or storms may have left the headlines, but recovery is a process, and many are just at the beginning. Tomorrow, we'll check in with Houston. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.